We're doing Chavetz Chaim, we're on page Kuf Nun Bet, the eighth paragraph. We are in Chavetz Chaim. These are two books. This is Shmirat HaLashon. This is Chavetz Chaim. Got it. Right here. V'afilu b'chigun ma'aseh d'tovia. Turn back about 200 pages, by the way. And you'll be in the book Chavetz Chaim. Right now you're in the book Shmirat HaLashon. That's it. Now we've got a Kuf Nun Bet.
Why is it, whatever?
Two different books. Chafetz Chaim are the laws of Lashon Hara. Shmirat HaLashon is a redaction of the moral incumbency of maintaining the laws of Lashon Hara. Va'afilu b'chigon ma'aseh d'tuvia anal. And even in a story like we discussed last week, the story of Tuvia, who comes in and tells a story about how his friend Zingud comes in and tells about Tuvia, that Tuvia committed adultery. So even in a story like that, eino mutar lekabel stam, you can't just accept it as true. Rak bitzref ezeh shnei apratim shetzarich lizaher b'minyan hakabala. We have two details that are important here. Number one, dav kaim sipelo shara davar ze be'atzmo. It has to be that he's saying, I saw it. But if he's saying, I heard, so then there's no basis for believing him. I heard. Okay, so you heard. Number two, even if he says, I saw Zingud going into the house and committing adultery, even if he says that, so then you're not supposed to take it as face value. Yeah, for sure it's the truth, but you say, well, if this guy could be an adulterer, I'm not going to invite him for my Shabbos meals, right? So I'm going to keep a distance in that sense. I'm going to be suspect at least. Until you know that he did tshuva. But that does not give one the right to continue telling other people what he's heard.
I get a question. Okay.
And as we've written earlier, certainly that you can't now cause a monetary loss. You call up his boss and you say, you know what I heard, or you give him a bad rap so that people don't hire him. Or what people might want to do is, if you hear that he committed adultery, you go and beat him up. No, you don't know. You didn't have two witnesses who told you what happened. You don't know. So as much as you know is that there's good reason to be suspect that he did it. And so I will take the necessary precautions one at a time. Yeah.
Is it not enough if it's like, I forgot the name for it, but like one witness that you trust really much?
Nope. Nehemin Kebetre, no.
Like with cases like Kashrut and stuff like that?
Yes.
And the other one, you said they were like not inviting him to, you know, he did tshuva. How can you know somebody did tshuva?
It's a good question with a long answer. You remind me, then we could try to deal with it Thursday night.
What is the question?
How do you know someone did tshuva? So that's actually discussed in halacha.
You put iron around him and a lot, and he floats. He's and if he sinks, he's.
You mentioned how to understand.
I don't think I know anybody that asked.
We've discussed it, right?
Oh,
we discussed it, but if he wants to go into details, we have to go back over it.
I get a question.
That's actually where it's discussed in the laws of a butcher that was caught selling non-kosher meat. He's right. I didn't remember when we discussed it, but we did discuss it. We could go back to it on Thursday. Okay. Yes, sir.
What happens if you have two people telling you?
Like they both saw it?
Like, does that have the weight of two witnesses?
It could, yes. It could. There can be instances. There will be instances where two people who witnessed it can then make sure that certain actions are implemented by the court or by the leaders of the community, yes.
And if it's something that does not... I guess that's... I mean, most things that you would tell people, I mean... It's a juicy story, and it's that they did something wrong, and I guess that's why you shouldn't trust them, or you shouldn't by their house or something.
You shouldn't
eat by their house. So, you're saying that could only be done with two people seeing him buy non-kosher meat.
He said it depends what. With regards to taking my own precautions, If they tell me this guy eats non-kosher meats and then I can't eat in his house, I have to take my own precautions. But that doesn't mean I could go and put up a billboard, a sign, and warn all the guys, hey guys, be careful. You don't know. It hasn't been validated.
Even with two witnesses?
So that's what I'm saying. With two witnesses, then the leaders of the community could do much more. Because then they validated it. But again, you have to interview the witnesses. You have to make sure they're really telling the truth. They really know.